If you knew me back in 2006, you'd see a regular teenage boy with an acne-spotted face. Acne so bad that one of my high school teachers felt the need to ask if I was struggling with a case of chickenpox. On top of this, I received a lot of pressure from my family to excel at school. Already, I had two emotional battles I was struggling with: the insecurity about my physical appearance because of my spotted face, and my tendency to be a people pleaser so I can meet everybody else's expectations of me. That's enough emotional turmoil to drive anyone, regardless of their age, into a state of chronic stress and anxiety. How I dealt with these pressures didn't make things any better. Benzodiazepines are common medication to treat anxiety and among the most prescribed by doctors around the world. When used appropriately, benzodiazepines can relieve a person from symptoms of anxiety. However, when abused, can become highly addictive. The most popular and commonly prescribed forms of benzodiazepines include Xanax, Valium, Restoril, Librium, and Ativan, to name a few. Someone who experiences anxiety may struggle to express their feelings in front of know-it-alls because instead of listening and acknowledging what's being said, know-it-alls will provide their own reasonings and beliefs. For example, you might be anxious about being fired from your job because of the changing nature of the workforce, and a know-it-all will say, "Stop being dramatic." When your mom calls, stop yelling, "What do you want from me?" and instead try responding with, "Yes, Mom, how can I help you?" Communicating how you feel has a lot to do with the way you say something rather than what you say. Learning to watch your language and tone is all about conditioning your mind to respect others and choosing positive words that help you convey what you desire to see.